Hebrew Vaudeville Specialty, introducing parody on Rip Van Winkle Was a Lucky Man by Mr. Julian Rose, Edison Records.
Say, last week a fellow at work for me comes to me and he says, Mr. Levinsky, I want to get married. So I give him a half a day off. Sometimes it takes longer. He sent me invitation to the wedding. I went down there. You ought to see the bride. She had hanging in the front a lace curtain. In the summertime, they used it to cover mother's picture in the parlor. And the groom, had done a silk hat. He's got new suits for $14. He's got in the pocket a gold watch for 18 carats. A steam binder with the Swiss cheese movement. He says to me, Levinsky, did you ever meet my wife? I say, no, where is she? He points out a lady right here. I say, is that your wife? He say, yes. What a funny looking woman. I say, how could you come to marry such a woman? He says, shh. She's got $2,000. Well, I give you my word, it was worth at least 20. He says, how do you like her? Well, I say, she's got false hair. She's got a crooked nose. When she laughs, you see here in the front a breast tooth. She's walking lame, a little bit, not much. And I didn't want the people to hear it. I tell him in his ear. She got two Google eyes. He says, talk louder. She's deaf and dumb, too. Say, you want I shall make for you a little theater? All right. Jake Levi Bond, he went to board by Mrs. Rosenstein. She said that she would guarantee the room was extra fine, the bed had springs and other things. The other thing would bother him when he went to bed at night. In every time he tried to fall asleep, they'd always bite. Each night he laid awake and he would scream. Rip Van Winkle was a lucky man. Rip Van Winkle had a sign. Now, if he slept for 20 years, I'll bet he didn't stop at Rosenstein's. How lucky. Rip Van Winkle had a lovely sleep on the European plan. He didn't lay there all night scratching, watching great big bedbugs hatching. Rip Van Winkle was a lucky man.